Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Let's Elaborate On It. So today's topic is a pretty touchy one, but definitely necessary because, of course, this is a podcast to talk about controversial topics. So please, people, let's keep in mind, let's be respectful, let's not be judgmental, and let's elaborate on it. I'm having a lot of people who are listening to the podcast but not elaborating on it, not leaving comments, so I really don't know where to go. I want some feedback. So please, if you are a supporter of me, if you're listening, please provide that feedback below. So today's topic is our children will lose their virginity. I know it sounds weird, but I'm not talking about our children as in little girls and boys. I'm talking about the fact that when you birth a child or when you have a child with somebody, that will forever be your child or your children. So with that being said, the inevitable is our children will lose their virginity. And I'm noticing that more and more people, parents or families, are stating that they do not have the sex talk with their child. I'm here to tell you that it needs to be back. It needs to be brought back. We need to be having the sex talk with our children. I think that the fear of not wanting to deal or think about your child being intimate with anybody is preventing a lot of us from having that talk when necessary. I'm going to just start right off the back. Having the sex talk does not have to just be talking about actually having sex or the action of having sex. I think the sex talk also needs to be initiated by, this is how you properly clean your penis, or this is how you properly clean a vagina. You don't just clean your vagina or your penis because you're going to have sex, but it's important to do those things to prevent a lot of things that can create issues for you in the future. For example, if you don't properly clean your vagina, you can get yeast infections, UTIs, bacteria. I mean, there's so many things that can happen, and it's important just hygiene-wise to teach your daughters how to properly do that. See, here's my thing. Just from having conversations with people, obviously, I don't know what everybody does in their household, but it's like, we wash our children up and, you know, of course they learn from observation, but are we having those talks with our children? Like, this is how you do it. This is what happens if you don't properly do it. Along with the sex talk, after that comes talking about puberty. Not just women talking to their daughters about having their periods. You want to talk about them having their periods, how to properly clean themselves, how to dispose of or discard whatever toiletries they had to use to take care of that. But you also want to have that talk with your sons about puberty. You want to talk about when their voice cracks. You want to talk about when they start getting hair down there. You want to start talking about certain things because these changes bring on other issues. For example, when your son starts growing hair down there, that's going to attract smells and dirt and all that sort. You want to talk to them about properly cleaning themselves. Your daughter, when your daughter's dealing with that, that brings on smells. That brings on dirt. That brings on bacteria. You want to make sure that they're properly checking behind themselves. They didn't leave any blood behind, any tissue in the toilet, that they're properly wrapping up their lady toiletries or whatever you want to call it, you know. So that's part of having the sex talk, speaking to your children about those stages. Moving forward. Too many of us are not talking to our children about strapping up or using contraceptives because we don't want our children to be intimate, period. Let's face it. We especially don't want our daughters to be intimate. I say that because there's a double standard and I've noticed it and I'm not going to back down about it. If you want to elaborate on it and tell me different, then I'll hear it. But there's a double standard. We're teaching our sons that it's okay to have sex, to sleep with people, to do all these things. But then we're wanting our daughters not to do that until they're a certain age, until they wait until this or that or whatever the case may be. So our sons are losing their virginities way younger, right? which is cool, whatever. They do whatever they want to do. But here's my thing. Why are we teaching our sons that it's okay to have sex when they can knock up more than one person at a time? So you're telling me it's okay for your child to go out in the world and have sex with however many women, right? And possibly, or the potential of knocking up more than one woman, but it's not okay for your daughter who can only get pregnant by one person to do so? Why? Why is that? A lot of people that I speak to say it's because when the daughter gets pregnant, you have to take care of them. But when the son gets somebody pregnant, that's not your responsibility. I do not understand that. It's almost like we're raising our sons to believe that they do not have the same responsibility as the mom has in that child. And maybe that's why there's so many single mothers in this world. Listen, I don't get the double standard. When I have a son, that double standard is not going to exist in my household. You can get more than one person pregnant. You can get somebody pregnant. You can get STDs. You can do things wrong as well as she can. Neither one of y'all are having sex until I deem that it's a good time or it's appropriate. But at the same time, let's be realistic, people. Our children will lose their virginity, and there's no time frame that we can really put on it. We can try our very best to try to restrict our children from doing certain things. But listen, where there is a will, there is a way. We've all done it, and it's going to happen. It's not about it being our karma. It's just about the fact that it's the circle of life, is how it happens. So if it's going to happen, if it is inevitable, why not prepare our children to do it in the proper way or fashion? Teach your children to strap up. That's part of the sex talk. That's part of the things that we're not teaching our children. A lot of parents are leaving it up to health classes to teach their children. Listen, you cannot expect your child to learn everything from school. I remember having health class in school, and I remember blatantly not listening to the class because I didn't want any of my peers to realize how interested I was in any of it. I didn't want the question to arise, have you had sex before? Do you know anything about it? Or anything of that sort. So I only listened to whatever I got wind of in between the conversations I was having with my friends while the instructor was teaching. You cannot expect your children to learn everything from school or from somebody else. We are our children's first teachers. It is your responsibility to teach your children about the ins and outs of what they are to face and what they will experience in the future, regardless of whether you're comfortable with it or not. So moving forward, we talked about the fact that we have to talk about hygiene. We talked about the fact that we have to talk about contraceptives. We talked about the fact that the double standard does not make a difference. There are consequences to having sex, especially when you do not use contraceptives. Okay, here's my thing. I want to go back to the double standard. Growing up, I was well aware that my father had two families, which means that he had me and my two other siblings, and then I had three siblings from another woman from where he lived. So these were my siblings in Florida, which means that my father was sexually active with more than just my mom at a time and literally had two families. It is possible, people. It is possible. Please. Another thing that I urge all of you as parents is to teach your sons that my daughter or our daughters are not just an object or a possession. I remember growing up and all of the boys used to pretend like they had experience. And now as an adult, I can sit back and think like, how is it that all of these little boys had experience? How is it that all of them was experienced and had all of these bodies under their belt before they even hit puberty? Because I'm talking about some of my friends that didn't even hit puberty talking about, oh, I slept with this girl or that girl. And you wouldn't believe how important it was to have a story as opposed to having morals or having a character or just keeping a girl's reputation intact. I mean, a lot of my friends even lied about girls just so that they could look good. You know what I mean? Spend time with the girl, hang out at their house. They might have had friendly conversations, laughed all day long, and really developed a real friendship. But then when that boy gets with his friends, he's lying about her. And he's saying that she slept with him or whatever the case may be. Or vice versa. When girls grow up not really knowing or having self-worth, they become promiscuous. And then there's those promiscuous girls who are ready to have sex early on or ready to fool around early on, and the guy's not ready. And then there they are making fun of the guy like, "Ooh, you're a little girl," or "What's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you." Listen, listen. Those of you with daughters, raise your daughter not to be promiscuous and make my son feel like he's not good enough because he doesn't want to give his body to her. And raise your sons to know that my daughter is not an object or possession. My daughter is not going to be her ass and her titties. She is not her lips or her thighs. She is a human being with a soul, a spirit, and a character in her. And her heart is powerful as well. We need to have the talk with our children to raise them to understand what's really important. Let's bring chivalry back. Let's stop making our sons feel like having a body count is what makes you worthy or valuable. I can't tell you enough how many of my friends or people that I grew up with felt like having a body count was so important. You know, boys, you really grew up feeling like the more bodies they had, the more desirable, the more appealing they were. And girls, like myself, grew up feeling like if you were sexually active, if you were having sex and pleasing your boyfriend in every aspect of that word, then you were more appealing or desirable. I remember being in my first real relationship and feeling like I loved him. Obviously, puppy love, because I didn't know what that was. I put a time to it. Like, oh, we've been together for a year, so that must mean I love him. I didn't know what love was, but that's how it worked in my young mind. Oh, I've been with him a year. That means I love him. And then I remember just as a child being the butt girl. For example, when guys... or boys started showing attraction to me, I was always, "Oh, she's pretty," but guys started liking me probably when I was like 9 years old. And I remember having acne as young as 9 years old. And it was always, "Oh, she's pretty, but she has acne. Oh, she's pretty, but she has a lot of pimples." So, you know, growing up, that made me a butt teenager. So when I finally made a year with my boyfriend and I automatically associated that with, "Oh, I must love him because I've been with him this long." It was like, okay, we care about each other, but I haven't lost my virginity. So I put a time frame on it and I felt like it had to happen. And I remember being a young girl, my legs shaking like crazy because I was nervous, but furthermore, because I was doing something that I did not want to do. And that was because I was a butt girl, because I felt like I was always pretty butt. I was always smart butt. I was funny butt. I was his friend butt. We were in a relationship butt. So the last topic that I want to say in regards to having these talks with our children is, raise your child to feel worthy. Teach your child self-worth, because that goes hand in hand with the fact that our children will lose their virginity. It really does. When a young girl is raised not to have self-worth, she tries to fill a void. When a young girl has daddy issues or there's an absence of a parent or attention or whatever it is that will make them feel less desirable, they grow up to be promiscuous, and they grow up looking for people to fulfill whatever void it is that they have by intimacy or by looks or by giving them a title. And we shouldn't want that for our daughters. Fathers, it's so important for you to instill in your daughters that they're beautiful. And I'm not just talking about looks. I'm talking about internally as well. So important for you to teach your child that her mind is beautiful, that her being smart is beautiful. Her hobbies and her likes are beautiful. Because when our children grow up and they go to school, there's going to be that one child who's not going to understand what it is that your child loves. And they're going to make your child feel like they're funny or they're goofy or they're a loser for liking certain things. But when you instill in your child that it's beautiful that you're different, it's beautiful that you're unique. I love your hair. I love your smile. I love your voice. I love your conversations. When we give our children that attention, not just dads, but women as well, moms as well,
when we teach our daughters that it's a good thing to call each other beautiful. It's a good thing to recognize beauty in other women. They grow up and they don't need to fill that void of whatever the absence was, whether it was an absence in having a parent who spoke to them, or a parent who looked at them, a parent who paid mind to them, a parent who did their hair. When they grow up without that lack of an absence, they don't feel the urgency to fill that type of void. Moms and dads, talk to your sons. When you teach your son that our daughters are not a possession, that they are not objects, when you teach your son that, they learn to not only value themselves, but they learn to value the girls that they bring around. So let's elaborate on it. What do you guys think? Is there an age that is deemed appropriate for boys and girls to talk about the sex talk or to talk about proper hygiene down there? Is there a double standard? If so, have you been affected by it in your life? Or is this something that you firmly believe in? Like, my son should be able to do things that my daughter can't? Let's talk about it. Thanks for listening. You guys have a blessed evening.